Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you on today and good morning. You're listening to Apostle Loretta Williams. This is Fresh Manna, Our Daily Bread, Sunday Prayer and Devotional. Our topic on today is Jesus paid it all so you can be free from bondage. We want to begin this day with devotion to God's word to receive the spiritual food necessary for the nourishment of our soul and the good for the healing and restoration of our mind, body, and spirit. You know, sometimes we feel that we are trapped, entangled in a net of drama and despair, feeling helpless with no way out. Yet I want you to know there's a method of escape that has been provided for us. It's a lifeline that has been cast into the stormy waters that are trying to take us under and threaten our very existence. The Lord Jesus is reaching out his arm to save us, stretch out, and grasp his hands. Let Jesus pull you out of the darkness that's trying to envelop your life. Jesus saves, and he's able to deliver and set you free and destroy every yoke and oppression of the adversary. Our scripture text is Galatians 5:1, and it says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." I'm going to play our first selection, amen, on this morning by Michael Smith, Mighty to Save. I want you to know that no matter what you're going through, the Word of God said his arm is not too short where he cannot reach out to save you. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord on this morning. He's able to deliver you, and he is able to set you free.
lot to celebrate tonight.
Amen. He is mighty to save. Want to have a prayer on this morning. Excuse me. And I pray for each and every one of you that are listening to the sound of my voice on today, that the Lord will bless you, that the Lord will keep you in perfect peace. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I pray that you will quicken me to hear your voice as I lead us into prayer on this morning. We bow down and we worship you, O God. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and trembling. We come to you with gratitude and in love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus, according to your word in 1 John 1:9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh God, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, we ask that we would be cleansed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come to receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, every spot, every wrinkle, every blemish. We want to be free, totally blameless, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. At every point level, we want to be free from every yoke of bondage. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Let me go into our scripture lesson on today. Jesus paid it all so you can be free, amen, from bondage. Galatians 5:1 again says, stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You know, a lot of times we are guilty that once we get delivered from something, amen, praise God, we get set free from worry, doubt, fear. We allow things to come back into our lives. A lot of times it can be situations concerning family and loved ones. Sometimes it may be finances. Amen, but we let these things come back, amen, into our lives, and the enemy begins to torment us because the Bible says fear has torment. And he begins to torment our minds. Amen. Praise God. But in Matthew 11:30, Jesus said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And when you're walking around with a yoke on you that is causing you to be sick, anxious, fretful, frustrated, amen, even, amen, praise God, when we allow things to take us over where we lose control and start saying and doing things that we know is not pleasing to God, amen, that's a burden that needs to be removed and a yoke joy, because whatever we have to go through, Jesus said his yoke is easy and his burden is light, amen. He's not going to put on us more than what we're able to bear. And if we can just remember that, amen, praise God. Bondage is when you are tied up, when you're in a situation where you're not free. You're not free to live, amen, and be happy. You're not free, amen, to come and go. A lot of people are in slavery to the enemy and his devices. They have lost control. They have lost the freedom to serve God. Let me tell you what Romans 8 and 15 says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Anytime you're in bondage, amen, praise God, then the enemy has you where you're not happy. You're miserable, amen. A lot of people, especially Christians, amen, they are miserable, amen. They go to church, amen. They seem like on the outside everything is just so perfect. But, amen, here's what 2 Peter 2:19 says, "While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, the same is he brought into bondage." Do not allow any situation, any circumstances to keep you in bondage, because God wants us to be free. God wants us to prosper. God wants us to be happy. And we need to remember these things, amen, praise God, that we will not, we refuse. I'm telling you, you have to refuse to allow the enemy to keep you in bondage. Oh, I don't have this. Oh, I don't have that. Oh, I can't do this. You know, some people will not come out of the cage that they are in, okay? They're in a situation that's just got them boxed in. Oh, my goodness. It could even be in a relationship. Let me tell you what 1 Corinthians 7:15 has to say. "But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us," amen, praise God. God does not want us unhappy in any situation. A lot of times people try to stay in relationships out of duty and obligation, amen, praise God. I've done it myself. I've known other women and men that have done it, amen, for the sake of the children, for the sake of their reputation. And many times they have suffered horribly, amen, praise God. And they turn into bitter, resentful, mean people. God does not want that, amen, praise God. If someone is in your life that is wreaking havoc, causing you pain, making you miserable, and they decide to go, let me tell you on this morning, let them go. Amen. Even in our friendships, a lot of times we try to hold on to people because the devil tells us this is the only friend you got. If you lose them, you're not going to have nobody else. That's how the enemy works in relationships. He always tries to make us feel like, amen, that if that person leaves us, we're going to be all alone. But Jesus said, "I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you." Oh, thank you, God, for your word on this morning. God calls you to peace. It is the enemy that wants to keep you bound. It is the enemy that wants to keep you in bondage, being unhappy, being miserable. But God says on today, amen, "Whom the Son sets free is free indeed." We cannot continue to be entangled, wrapped up, tied up in a yoke of bondage where, amen, our lives are miserable. God wants you to be happy. Amen, praise God. I'm telling you this. Some people, amen, praise God, are in relationships, amen, they hate to go home because you're living with a contentious wife. Amen. You hate to go home because you're living with a man that's mean and evil and spiteful. Oh, my goodness. Amen. Praise God. But see, you can go to God. And I'm telling you, prayer changes things. I want to invite everyone to join us Monday through Friday for early morning glory prayer. Listen, prayer is the key. A lot of times we're trying to fix situations ourselves, amen, praise God, and all we do is make it worse. But you can pray. You can talk to God. God hears us when we pray. So many times we talking to people, they're not even listening to what you say. They don't even want to hear what you say, and they don't have the solution to your problem. But when you pray, God is listening. And God is not only listening, He knows what you need before you even ask it. Amen. But he wants you to come because God gives us free will. He doesn't force us to do anything, not even to pray and to talk to him. Prayer brings peace to your mind. Prayer, amen, gives you solitude. And I want to encourage you, amen, that are listening to join Minister Juliana Nieto. She's the moderator, amen, for the Oasis Worship Center prayer line, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for 1 hour of prayer and power. The number to call is 712-775-7031, and then you put in the access code when prompted, amen, 206-594-156#. You can find that on Facebook. I'm on Facebook under Apostle Loretta Williams, or even on Google Plus, amen. But I want to encourage, a lot of times I was telling some of the saints on this week that isolation breeds desolation. When you isolate yourself, you're going through a situation, amen, the enemy will tell you you don't need to be around nobody. Just go in your closet. Don't talk to nobody. Amen. Don't tell the saints what you're going through. And a lot of people do not realize that that's the enemy. It's not so that you can meditate and get close to God. It's so Satan can isolate you so that he can bombard you with a lot of feelings that is not of God. This is how we open up the door to depression. This is how other spirits begin to come in, because, amen, when you isolate yourself, you like the lamb that have left the pasture and wandered out on its own. And then, amen, praise God, there's no shepherd to protect, watch over the other sheep. Amen. You've separated yourself so you're not under their protection and their covering, and you make yourself vulnerable for the wolf and the bear and the lion and any other predator to destroy you. This is what isolation does. It breeds desolation. So I want to encourage every person, amen, praise God, do not, when you're going through a situation, isolate yourself. That's the time when you run close to God. That's the time when you call the saints. You don't even have to tell them what you're going through. Just say, I need help. I need prayer. And if you're not able to do that, call out to God. Father, send me some help. I need help. Throw out the lifeline to me. Send me someone that can help me go through this situation and bring me out victoriously. I want to encourage you with our last selection by Pastor Marvin Sapp, Standing on the Rock. You stand on that rock regardless of what you're going through. Jesus is the rock of our salvation. Amen. Praise God. And a rock is solid. It doesn't easily crack or break. Amen. A lot of times we try to depend on people instead of depending on God. But I want to encourage you on this morning that no matter what you're going through, put your dependency and your confidence in God. God bless you. This is Apostle Loretta Williams, and you're listening to Fresh Manna, our daily bread, Sunday morning, and devotional. Hey.